Ivy had so much water in her lawn that it was like this huge shallow lake, and ducks had landed and were paddling around in her front yard. People came from all over her neighborhood to see the duckies, and Kathy charged them 25 cents a pop and to throw breadcrumbs and entertain themselves, and she made like a small handful of $1 billion, and then she gave the money away on some contest on the Big Fatty Show, Big Fatty Online. Yeah, that's what happened.
So fresh and cool and sugar-free, come up to Bellamy's.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
People came from all over her neighborhood to see the Big Fatty Show. Yeah, whatever.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4825. BFO for Thursday, the 6th of August, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to try to catch up on some voice letters, tell you all about my day, which included, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it.
Closing time, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Penmanshippers, Big Betty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm writing a wrong. Y'all, I was wrong last Thursday, but I'm making it right today because y'all, today for Mr. Cackle and Mr. K, y'all, it's closing time on the Vine Hut. Y'all, I'm sure they'll be raging cackles. Oh, yes, we played it kind of like Blazing Saddles, except starring Mr. Cackle. Yes, very, very, very similar. But, we wish them well, and, y'all, they'll have to, practice their penmanship, at the closing today. Yes, we played it. Always got to have hope they have a special chair. No, Pen, P-E-N. Oh, okay. Good luck with all of that. And y'all, we got lots on the list here today. So let's just jump right into it. Be ready.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I'm gonna see y'all today, the 6th of August. Y'all, so we're in Putin to a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I met this person face to face out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. Y'all, met him in the food coat one morning, and y'all, then he did his little show. And y'all, it was a hoot. It was a hoot to watch. And y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Yes, we've been out here. He's recently been frozen in a block of ice. I heard that. Yeah, I think that just means he had a cold shoulder. Oh, Benny. Y'all, he is, a man of many personalities. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, like I say, just as nice as he can be. Talented, has more talent in his little finger than Big Fatty has in his, yes, Big Fatty, your whole fat butt. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the host of the Smell Cash. Y'all, that's none other than the one and only Stink Pot. Big Fatty, we love Stink Pot. It's true. So, y'all, if you see old Stink Pot on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get him a big old piece of cake. Or, you know, maybe one of those Brofkas burritos from the Hideaway. Oh, yes, because that'd be lovely.
Yeah, whatever.
Happy birthday.
So y'all, last time I spoke to you was yesterday, and y'all, the Nip and I both, we didn't go to Shady Pines, y'all. We went to, I think I told you we were going to someplace new. It's called Burton's Grill. Yes, Big Betty, like Big Ricky's Grill. And y'all, we met our lady friend over there. Y'all, it was a really nice place. Y'all, we had the best waitress. She was personable, she was fun, and she was there just enough, not too much. And y'all, the food was absolutely delicious. Y'all, we went there because I had seen a segment on one of the local stations here about this Burton's Grill having lobster rolls. I think I may have mentioned that to you. And y'all, my lady friend and I, you know, we don't care for the mayonnaise. And so we had the hot lobster roll, which was y'all, there was kind of a brioche roll kind of thing, but it was kind of a like a Texas toast folded in half, but it was good bread. And y'all, there was so much lobster in there, and it's coated in the drawn butter. You know, some people call that the ghee. And and y'all, it came with the French fried potatoes, y'all, all of it was absolutely delicious. The Nip treated all of us. Y'all, speaking of the Nip, y'all, on the way over to go have supper at the Burton's Grill, y'all, the Nip, y'all, you're just not going to believe it. Yeah, you'll believe it. You know what's coming.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Now, y'all, the Nip was, you know, he doesn't do dishes regularly, so he has four knives and four coffee cups, and y'all, he needed one more day of it, because he was going to put his dishes in the dishwasher and run it while we were over at the supper. And so, y'all, he pulled out one of the knives and one of the coffee cups. And y'all, he grabbed the Dawn, you know, the Tricker Spray Dawn dishwashing liquid, and squirted it on the knife and the cup, and he just was, you know, cleaning it with his hands on. He goes, "This is awful. This is greasier now than it was when I picked it up." So he squirted some more on there, on both of them. Y'all, he had picked up the Pam cooking spray instead of the Dawn dishwashing liquid. So y'all, you can't make this shit up. Y'all got home and turned on the sports ball, and y'all, I had the picture on, but the sound turned down, and y'all, I sat down and read some more of my Apple the First 50 Years book. Y'all, I got an e-letter from that Gary Bearden out there at Rainbow Acres. Y'all, he bought the Apple book, and he's reading it not with Big Fatty, but he took my lead, and he's reading it, and he's finding it very interesting. So y'all, by the way, I meant to tell you this. When the Nip was over here,
on Monday, and we were setting up his cellular telephoning device, his iPhone. on Monday, it rained so hard two different times on Monday. Y'all, we got 2.25 inches of rain on Monday. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe it. And but anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, that is, what is that? I don't remember. Got up on Wednesday morning. Y'all had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, the Nip decided he did not want to go to the Von's East. So, y'all, I was going regardless. So, anyway, y'all, I was off to go fill up Earl Grey. And, y'all, I guess that means this. Yeah, I see y'all went to the Sam's Club, filled up Earl Grey, $3.39 a gallon. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha sent in a gas report sometime last week, I guess, $4.14 a gallon. And y'all, Miss Bacon, you know, she buys that high test. And the high test was $4.89 a gallon. Ready. But anyway, y'all, from the Sam's Club, I went and got Earl Grey washed, and then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. We hear it, y'all, as I do. On Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had lots on sale. Y'all, they had the Royal Oak Instant Barbecue Briquettes on sale. Buy one, get one free. I'll tell you about why I got that a little bit later. Y'all, they had a cleaning solution that I like with the orange scent. It was buy one, get one free. they had the Cascade, what am I trying to say? The little briquette things for your dishwasher, they were on sale. I got a half gallon of sweet tea lemonade float ice cream. And I'll tell you why I got that in a minute. Y'all, they have the Pop Kona's snacking chips, buy one get one free. Got one of those. Y'all picked up a package of the Gillette Labs razor cartridges. They were on sale. Y'all picked up a bag of the Italian balsamic vinaigrette solid. Y'all, they had the melatonin. The melatonin was on sale. Buy one get one free. And so I got a couple of those. And, y'all, then they had the Bird's Eye Steam Fresh Vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all picked up a container of the Rainbow Sherbet. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the little small little cans of Coca-Cola. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. They had the Brown Gravy Mix. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. They had the Oscar Mayer bacon on sale. Y'all, I got more of that maple bourbon flavor. Y'all, it's so good. Y'all, they had those Just Bayer lightly breaded chicken nuggets. Buy one, get one free. And picked up, y'all, they had the Halloweeny candies out in a big bag of them for buy one, get one free. So I got that. Got some celery. Picked up a can of Pam cooking spray. It was buy one, get one free. Got some radish Cowens and some sticky rice. And Jeff Peanut, the sticky rice was buy one, get one free. Got a jar of the Jeff Peanut butter. Buy one, get one free. They had the Fresh Express. Oh, Big Fatty, you're out of music. I am. Fresh Express. Not Fresh Express. What is that? Anyway, crispy onions to go on your salad. Y'all, they had a Yancey Brothers special cheese. Y'all, it's made. It's a beer cheese made with the Pabst Blue Ribbon. Got that. Y'all, I spent $111.95, but I saved $98.80. And y'all, part of my savings was that I had the ice cream that I got was my celebration of exiting the birth canal gift at. And y'all, then I had a coupon for the Cascade dishwasher things and an extra coupon for the razor blade. So y'all, I'm real pleased with that. Y'all came home, put away all of my provisions, and that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, it's Toppy Smelly. Well, now look, either this is the greatest gaslighting attempt in the history of podcasting, or I'm insane, or both. Or anyways, I detected great sincerity in your explanation about sassy being sassy on one of your Captain Kangaroo Good Mornings. And I listened on today's Little Shoe, a Big Fatty, and sure enough, the clip you played was sassy, no doubt. But I'm talking about... All right, here we go. Listen, I got this right off your website, BigFattyOnline.com. It was Big PFO 4809. You called it a cabin near the forge. It was a Wednesday. You did your cat and kangaroo greetings. And the last one was, I don't know who, but it wasn't me. It wasn't sassy. I'm going to play it. This is from your show, 4809. This is right on your show. I downloaded it right from your website. Okay, listen to this.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And cheery good morning to yes, good morning to you. I'm a computer.
You know what else makes me happy? Y'all, it was Miss Bacon saying good morning. And Mac and Giggles and Sassy Mac Sassass.
No, that was not sassy. Come on. Now, I swear to God, you're gaslighting. You have to be. This can't be true. I don't know what's happening. But Big Fatty, the ball's now in your court. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Big Fatty, doesn't he hear the music playing? Well, you know, the old people. Sometimes you just can't shut them up. And Stinkpot, I explained this on the next day, so you get over there and listen to the next day. It's all explained. I was wrong. And y'all, speaking of Stinkpot, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Stinkpot talking about Miss Bacon. Remind us what you said, Stinkpot.
People came from all over her neighborhood to see the Big Fatty show.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Big Fatty, that damn cricket. Happy Stinkpot Day!
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.